William Morrow and Harper Audio present Immortal Angel, an Arjuneau novel by Lindsay Sands, performed by Emma Wilder. Prologue. Pain dragged Jack back to consciousness, bone-deep agony all over his body that made him grimace before he even opened his eyes. Unfortunately, grimacing just added to his suffering, so he flattened out his features again to avoid it, and opened his eyes instead. That caused a new flare-up of pain, but he ignored it and peered out of sore, swollen eyes at the dark, open space he was in. Glow-in-the-dark paint covered the walls in some imaginative graffiti, but he knew there was more that wasn't glow-in-the-dark. He'd seen it the last time he was conscious thanks to the light his captors had brought with them. He'd also seen the broken tile floor his chair sat on. He was in an old abandoned building somewhere. Jack had decided that the last time he'd been awake. He had no idea where, though. He'd been unconscious when they brought him here, a result of a sucker punch he'd taken while distracted by Lacey having a gun to her head. That thought was quickly followed by the sound of a whimper from across the room, and Jack shifted his head until he could see Lacey. She lay curled up on the floor against the wall. The position and her whimpering cries had worried him the first time he'd regained consciousness. He'd feared their kidnappers had hurt her while he was unconscious. But it had turned out that wasn't the case. She was just frightened. Jack understood.